6 hour news. I'm John Scott. Speaking in the last hour, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Israel has only started a fierce offensive in the Gaza Strip in response to an unprecedented Hamas attack. Netanyahu delivered the pronouncement in a nationally televised address as Israel pressed ahead with a third day of heavy airstrikes in Gaza. At least nine Americans among the dead in the Hamas attack against Israel.
The State Department confirms that the death toll of American citizens is at least nine and says an undetermined number of Americans remain missing and unaccounted for. Spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is in touch with families and providing all appropriate consular assistance.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, Michael O'Hanlon, the Director of Research of Foreign Policy with Brookings, describes what role the U.S. carrier strike group sailing to the eastern Mediterranean will play.
The United States is trying to send a strong message to Hezbollah and also to Iran that any more direct involvement by any of them in this would be unacceptable, and that the United States might be prepared to use, you know, its own air power operating off of those systems in a way to make sure that, you know, another actor can't enter this against Israel.
As expected, intense diplomatic activity taking place. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has spoken to Israel's president and Jordan's king and expects to talk to the Palestinian president. Israel's prime minister, Egypt's president, and Lebanon's prime minister. UN Mideast envoy Tor Wendland has been in touch with his counterparts in the U.S. and European Union. The Dow is up 160 points, the Nasdaq adding 52 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are urging Christians to pray for Israel.
In the wake of the unprecedented attack by Hamas over the weekend, Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel is urging Americans to pray that, quote, the Israeli Defense Forces land a defeating blow to the enemies of Israel. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas tweets, pray for God's continued protection of Israel. Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says, pray for Israel and her people as they face their own version of 9/11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Peru have arrested a man who has been making threats against Jewish institutions in the U.S. The FBI says Eddie Santos made more than 150 bomb threats against synagogues, hospitals, and school districts in five states last month. Many of the bomb threats were issued during the Jewish High Holy Days in September, and some forced the evacuation of synagogues and schools. This is SRN News. A Baltic Sea gas pipeline has been shut down because of a possible leak.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators say they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday local time, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operators given no reason for the suspected leak, and it's investigating to together with its Estonian partner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Cameroon say at least 27 people killed, more than 50 injured in floods set off by heavy rains in the country's capital, Yaounde. Rescuers continue to search on Monday for those missing following the deluge. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.